This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli officials said on Monday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the influential war cabinet that was tasked with steering the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move follows the departure from the government of Benny Gantz, an opposition lawmaker who joined the coalition in the early days of the war. He had demanded that a small cabinet be formed as a way of sidelining far-right lawmakers in Netanyahu's government. The officials add, going forward, Netanyahu would hold smaller forums with some of his government members for sensitive issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Trucks carrying humanitarian aid were seen driving through the Kerem Shalom crossing in southern Israel on Monday, a day after the military announced it would hold daily tactical pauses in fighting along one of the main roads into Gaza to facilitate aid delivery into the Palestinian enclave. The military had announced the daily pauses starting at 5 in the morning for 13 hours in the area north of the Kerem Shalom crossing. Muslims in Asia are celebrating Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice, one of the biggest holidays in the Islamic calendar. It's a joyous occasion for which food is a hallmark, where devout Muslims buy and slaughter animals and share two-thirds of the meat with the poor, and its revered observance that coincides with the final rites of the Hajj. The holiday was celebrated in much of Asia on Monday, while Saudi Arabia and other places in the Middle East observed it on Sunday. In Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim country, the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha includes local traditions in the country. This is V.